Welcome to session three, demo three. And in this demo, we're going to take a look at how we can reuse our Java libraries into our Xamarin application. So we're going to be looking at wrappers. So you can see I've already got the solution loaded up inside Visual Studio. So what we're going to do is we're going to take a look at a new project type that we're using inside the solution. So I've got that highlighted in the Solution Explorer over here. So you can see this project folder of Java, and inside that I've got a Picasso wrapper. So what that is, it's a Java binding library. To create that, what I did was I went into Add New Project, and in the Visual C Sharp templates, I selected Android, and there is a project called Bindings Library, and I gave it the name of Picasso wrapper. I don't have to do that because we've already done that work. So I'm going to cancel all of that. So with that created, what I do next is basically add in the jar, so our Java library, into the jars folder. So the important thing here to note is the properties. So when I add in the jar file, by default, it's actually set to input jar, not embedded jar. I set it to embedded jar to basically package up the jar or the Java file into the assembly that is the Picasso wrapper. And then the other thing I need to do is I need to reference this new binding library inside our Android heads. So if I open up the references in the native head here, you can see I've got a reference to it already. So with that, let's take a look at where I would use this. So where I'm using this right now is inside the custom adapter. So basically it's the bit of code that is defining the list of items in our list on our first on the first page. So you can see here, right now I'm not using the Picasso wrapper yet. I'm using the UR image view helper component from the Xamarin component stores to actually render the images into our list. So let's run that, let's take a look at what it looks like right now. Okay, so our Android emulator has loaded up the application. Let's click on the sync photos. So you can see here we get a list of the photos. Again, we're using the UR image view helper to kind of load down the to load the images in our list here. So let's stop the app and let's pick the change here. Instead of using the UR image view helper, we're actually going to use the Picasso one. So I'm going to uncomment that. So this is us using the Java library now. So let's run that. And again, we're going to click on sync photos. So a little subtle differences there. So you saw the load image icon loading up. So that's one of the nice properties that we have available inside that Java library. We can put a placeholder while the image is being downloaded from the internet. The other thing you see now too is we've got a transformation. We're actually cropping the image into a circle image. So again, I can apply transformations to my images. So something we didn't have before with the UR image viewer helper. So another reason why you might want to reuse an existing Java code base is that there might be some functionality there that you want to reuse inside your applications. So that is how we can leverage a Java library in a native Android head in our Xamarin application. So if I want to do this in a Xamarin Forms Android head, I have to do a bit of more work here. So if we open that up, so again, I'm looking at the Android head in our Xamarin Forms project. So you can see here what I'm doing is I'm actually creating a custom render. We talked about that in the previous demo. So what's going on here is basically I'm telling this that on any image control that I define in my Android head, that I want to use this renderer to apply the Java library to kind of render my image. So again, we've got the the placeholder. We've got the downloading. I will note that the crop circle transformations don't work in the Xamarin Forms head as of now. So that is one way of using the Java library inside the Android head. Now, because I'm using a custom renderer, this is only affected in the Android head inside Xamarin Forms. The other heads, the iOS and UWP, would render the control normally like they would normally do because there are no renderers there. So I would not be running the same code there. This is only being applied to the Xamarin Forms Android head. So with that concludes this demo. I hope to see you in the next demo.